Chapter 19, because freedom. Nice thing about being bored and sober is that you now need to get your buzz through other means. My buzz came from reading or completing a task. I'm a very intellectual person, and I say this without arrogance. One of my friends told me once that I can sometimes say things that come across as rude, when the reality is that I'm just that smart. Good bloke. Yeah, the coup was incomplete, so I was still out for blood, and I might have found a new apprentice at this point. Yeah, that good bloke. Same bloke. We begin in January 2022, and the FSF had completely failed to reward me for my 2021 loyalty during the Stormwind campaign, even flat out refusing to promote my company. They delisted it while I was offline during 2020, and they still dragged their heels then. Still, they had strong ideological leadership within the movement, so, you know, I still had to be careful. They saw me beg for money in 2020 online. You know, I knew what true hunger was. These bastards refused to lift a finger when I came back. Just because I dared to use my position to stay alive, because I was near death twice. There were times during that period when I'd walk to a shop to buy, you know, like near expired food for pennies, using pennies that I found on the floor on my way to the shop. I was piss poor. And I didn't tell them any of this. I just survived, you know, and I came back. They accused me of being unprofessional. Damn right, I was. Yeah, no, they needed to go. Fuck them. They were happy to promote two of my competitors, one of whom was known on forums to scam every customer they had. The other, I outcompeted so hard out of revenge that his return became short-lived. COVID made me bitter. When it's your own blood you can taste, you don't hold back. Fuck them. This is personal now. The fact that I didn't need them is what was irrelevant. I thought I did, and these people owed me big. I found out that I didn't need them. I found out that I could do everything myself. But, you know, they were quite happy to congratulate me for my work, but they weren't willing to put their money where their mouth was. Bloody hypocrites. I now had the desire to see them all burn. They wanted me gone. I know when I'm not wanted. You know, in the wise words of Anthony Fremont, I don't like anyone who don't like me. OS Boot and Libre Boot, you know, they both still existed in parallel, but with aggressive technical focus on OS Boot, OS Boot was marketed as the successor to Libre Boot. OS Boot existed to slowly sway people over to my side, subverting the entire core ideology of the FSF community. Having OS Boot be separate meant that the FSF would, for now, continue to promote Libre Boot, and I gambled that they would ignore any such side quest like OS Boot. The main crown jewel was safe, as it were, for now, and under their ideological control, but they underestimated the sheer strength of my will. I often wrote the following words on random pieces of paper as I pleased. Sequester the FSF. Destroy RYF. RYF, that is, Respect Your Freedom, was the name of the FSF policy that Libre Boot adhered to, underpinning what was then nine years of Libre Boot history. My company had long since abandoned this policy, selling only OS Boot gear, but Libre Boot was still my precious Ming vase, as it were. I did not at any point consider any of the consequences for the FSF that might arise were I to do what I planned next. All I saw then was my goals. You know, I was prepared to stop at nothing. The OS Boot development started booming in 2022 thanks to the sole efforts of an eccentric Canadian man who joined the project to volunteer. I'll call him Seaman. He also dislikes the FSF intensely, stating quite correctly that their policies were overly dogmatic and even self-defeating, that they let perfection become the enemy of the good, and that they, as a result, alienate large swathes of their public from joining their cause. I needed someone like him, so I'd been grooming him for months. Seaman did most of the work on OS Boot during 2022 under my guidance. He was my apprentice, and I his Sith Lord. He even jokes at one point that OS Boot was a rule of two. You know, we were plotting to take over the Free Software Galaxy together, while I also helped some random Chinese teenager learn the nuances of the Unix operating system, helping them in their bid to rewrite all of it. Wasn't actually Chinese, but whatever. I did all kinds of random projects at this time. This was a highly creative year for me, and I submitted a number of upstream bug fixes while Seaman worked on the OS Boot build system. I also joined the Conservative Party at this time because COVID completely broke my brain. The Tories did an excellent job during COVID, I thought, and I'd become sympathetic to their dogma about sound money after scrimping, starving, and generally digging myself out of my COVID-shaped hole. And we'll have more to say about the Tories in a later chapter, but let's destroy the FSF first. One day, I decided I'd simply throw out roommates. I didn't care where she went. I wanted my freedom back. I wanted my, to be alone again. I removed her access to my house. She was the only, I was the only legal tenant. She was my well overstayed guest of 4 years. Previous day, I'd fixed a problem for her computer, and I did not have any plans to evict her. We'd even discussed our futures together, especially in these trying times. I mean, I'd already threatened similar actions before, which always resulted in my mother quickly coming over to talk me out of it, calm me down, but because there was nowhere else for roommates going, you know, she didn't want her either, you know, because she was a pain in the ass. She was the only one, my mum was the only one that could. And you know, she made it clear that she'd stop talking to me if I ever did such a thing. So I just accepted that I'd be stuck with roommate forever. Only my mum saved her for a time because, you know, I do actually listen to my mum. I do what she tells me, most of the time anyway. She's my mum, you know, and she always talks sense. There's no emotional truth to this. She's just my mum. I don't need a reason to be loyal to her. I just am. I will be until the day she dies because she's my mum. Do I need to explain? Well, this was the coup, successfully removing roommate before my mum had time to calm me down. She just had to go. She was a constant distraction to my work, constantly depressed and unable to find work, eating my food and generally limiting my future growth. You know, everything I wanted to do revolved around her, which meant I couldn't do the things I wanted to do. It's the same problem I had when we were girlfriends in, you know, like 2017. She'd rotted in that room for over 2 years without a job, without a car, without money. I just didn't want to care for her anymore. You know, she provided me no benefit whatsoever, and I wanted to have more time for myself. I wanted freedom. You know, my mum previously pleaded with me not to kick her out over the previous months because I'd made threats before. I came close many times, and my mum would actually talk me out of it each time. Like, she actually came round to my house each time to talk to... No, not this time. I knew that if I backed down now, I might never be in the mood again for a while. So... You know, and I might be stuck with her again for a few more years. I wanted freedom now. Roommate, so, you know, I literally, like roommate, her room was in a, like, converted garage outside. Like, it had like, heating and electricity and everything and, you know, insulation. I snuck into her room while she slept and just took her keys and just went back into the house. Next morning, roommate woke up. She knocked on the door until she cried. And I just went to sleep. I went to sleep listening to her bang on the door. I didn't care about her fear or her tears. I regarded them with contempt, actually. I woke later, and I cooked a glorious meal that was all mine. I reveled in the perfect silence that was once again my life. I showered, I did my work, I even went shopping. I experienced a whole day of total freedom. I literally did not think about roommate, not even once. A gloriously productive day. I did absolutely whatever I wanted in total peace all day. My mum couldn't cope. You know, I'd called her bluff and she didn't want to deal with roommate either. She'd had enough at that point. You know, roommate was generally a pain in the ass to everyone. In spite of my apparent callousness, she contacted roommate's mum, you know, back in her home country, who agreed to take roommate back into her loving arms. We all knew that the mum had previously been abusive, and obviously, you know, the mum would lie to mine that this time would be different. I didn't care. You know, I knew. I thought precisely that the mum would probably make roommate go back into the closet, you know, make her detrans. I was right as well, as I discovered later. Shortly after she landed back in her home country, roommate went back into guy mode. I didn't care. I didn't feel anything about that. I just enjoyed my life. You know, I didn't laugh, I didn't smile, I didn't cry, I just, my mum told me in passing one day, you know. The only reason I found out is because my mum followed up regularly, you know, she'd regularly annoy me, actually, by reminding me that roommate even existed, telling me how she's settling in, you know, back home. I did have to pay for her, like, you know, evacuation from the UK, like, all the costs and everything. I agreed on one condition, that I'd be allowed to see her leave at the airport. We smiled, you know, we chatted, we had food that day, but seeing her pass the barrier, I knew that she was now legally in no man's land and no longer permitted back into the UK. Her UK residency was pending post-Brexit, and passing that barrier meant that her application would now become null and void. I watched roommate disappear into a crowd, and I sighed in relief. I watched her pass the airport barrier into no man's land, knowing that her post-Brexit residency application had just died behind her. Now she can no longer live in the UK. If she climbs back over that gate, it would be an illegal entry pending removal. There was little chance now that she'd enter my life again. The North Sea and British customs would prevent it now. The sun outside seemed to shine more brightly for the rest of the day, as though the heavens themselves had opened once more. A beautifully serene British summer day in the middle of October. The rest of that day was the happiest I'd known in years, and aside from some computers of hers that I shipped to her address the next day, never spoke to her again. Everyone in my family would tell me how much happier I'd become all of a sudden. And that's a series wrap. I didn't go back to the bottle either. I'm still sober as I write this in 2026. She made sure that I stopped drinking while she was with me because of what I put her through, you know, while I kept her. But now I had the freedom to destroy myself, and I had the freedom to destroy myself again. But, you know, I'd matured. I remained sober. I was constantly blackout drunk in 2019, a lot of 2020 as well. I barely remember any of it. Year 2022 would not become another 2019. My landlady was also kicking me out at the same time. My landlady had suddenly transformed into a gang of grown children whose mum had just died and then wanted to sell the house. I had until December to leave, but it only took 5 days to move back in with my parents, and I moved my entire company into a rented office that I also found. My entire life, roommate, business, and temporarily my freedom, because I also did jury duty simultaneously, had been flipped upside down. Yeah, I got kicked out by my own landlord. I kicked out my roommate, and I was doing jury duty and moving my business and everything all at once, like in the space of a week. It was fucking insane. Anyway, nothing was bringing me down. Then the gloves came off, completely unencumbered by November. I'd done the unthinkable. I deleted the OS boot projects. It was merged back in a day. We did it in a day. It was merged back into LibreBoot. In other words, LibreBoot was deleted and OS boot renamed to LibreBoot. I had a plan. The FSF was furious, but they stayed silent, and I hoped they would. I literally published my plan to do so earlier that year in July, so that they would study my June release. Study my July release, rather. Leave them in limbo. You know, it was by design. Like for the next 5 months going into November, they didn't know whether I'd do it or not, and I even suggested it several times that I might not. You know, we did it in a day. C-Man did the documentation, I did the build system. My ideological takeover was complete. OS Boot had been a resounding success by that point. Most people in that community preferred it over LibreBoot. You know, LibreBoot was the lame duck at that point. Everyone knew OS Boot was the new LibreBoot project in all but name. I held all the cards. I had a multi-million dollar organization with 40 million year, with 40, not 40 million, 40 years of prestige by the Bulls. The FSF did try to poach several of my developers, but they all knew who was in charge. You know, all I did was confirm with a 40,000 line patch what everyone already knew and accepted as reality. A colleague informed me that the FSF had made contact asking if they'd help create a new LibreBoot project, you know, because the FSF were literally going around trying to get people behind me to help them out. No one did in that month, no one would. The hall was now rented for 2023 and it was time to see who could dance. Her former friend was also being hunted by armed fascists at this time. I watched her live stream for a while, and then I went food shopping. I did tell her not to get herself killed, but I was hungry. She later posted a video of him chasing her in their car. Long story. She showed me all of this, contacting me privately. Don't know why. We hadn't spoken for ages, and we weren't friends at that point. Weird, I thought. I thought nothing of it afterwards. I came home, cooked a meal, worked in LibreBoot, and I later found out that she was still alive. Forgot about it all the next day, and I had a lot of work that week anyway. I also spent the last 2 weeks of December 2022 making a new website at fairtrade.org, teaching people how to self-host various servers for fun. My general feeling throughout 2022, prior to removing Roommate and merging OS Boot, was one of general malaise and stagnation. I just drifted throughout that time, bored really. It was basically my off year. You know, C-Man did most of the heavy lifting on OS Boot then. My own work continued his after the merger, and I began in late 2022 what became a multi-year technical audit of LibreBoot, massively improving the quality of the code. Despite all of the drama, some of what I will describe next, much of this period it was spent purely on technical work. It was basically just an extremely professional and rapid level of development in the projects during this time, and it marked a milestone in my general career. I just became more professional. That's all there really is to it, to be honest. I also became much more arrogant, as you're going to see. But, you know, this was one of the happiest periods of my life for me. I got rid of everyone and I just merged everything. You know, I felt like I had everything I wanted. You know, I had my cake and eat it, I thought. I'd done away with all the limitations that previously hampered my growth, and now I could just expand my business much further. I'd removed all of my financial burdens by moving back in temporarily with my parents while I lived in a cheap office rented for the company. Like, the office cost almost nothing. I had a sense of financial freedom again for a time, and this allowed me to just focus on code, which I did a lot. I did a lot intellectually and creatively in the period that followed. And then we lead into the Cold Boot War, which will be the next chapter.